I was at work, because I go to work at 3:45 in the morning. I'm an AM cook. Sergeant Clark pulled me in the room, got the phone, and he said, "Do you know Anjanetta Grant?" I said, "Yes, that's my sister." And I say, "What's up? What's going on?" He said, "Well, you need to call her. It's important." The phone rang. She picked up on the second ring. My sister was screaming and hollering and crying. And I said, "Anjanetta, what's going on?" She said, "Junior, they killed your son." I immediately dropped the phone, walked out the office, went back to the building. Now I want to talk to my family.
Okay.
Because I want to know what really happened to my son. Because at this time, I don't really know nothing except he's dead. So in the process of me on the phone talking, my celly cuts on the TV. He say, "Oscar, look, man, look." I'm like, "Huh?" He say, "Look, look on the TV." And when I look up, all I see is a whole bunch of gentlemen on the platform, on their knees. And then I see my son, and they showing the clip at the bar station. And I just hear something go, "Pah!" And I drop the phone and look at the TV. I'm staring at it. Right. I'm like, "Whoa. That is fool shot my son. Why?"
When was the last time that you saw your son?
My ex-wife brought my son up. It was either 04 or 05. And I seen him, and I had a talk with him. And I told him, "Look, Junior, I don't need you going down the same road I went down. I said, I don't want you in jail. I don't want you in prison. I want you to be out there to where you can help your moms and your sister until I'm out of here." I say, "As you know, now you're the man of the house."
So how did he take that moment coming from you?
He was proud of that. He's like, "Dad, so I'm the man of the house?" I say, "Yeah." I said, but you can't tell your mom what to do. Because I know you're going to try.
Right.
He said, "But so I can stop people from coming in the house?" I say, "Junior, you have to make sure that your mom and your sister is secure." I say, "But I don't want you doing nothing wrong either." And he said, "Dad, I'm not." He said, "I promise you, Dad, I'm going to stay out of trouble."
How did you do it? All these years in prison, what prompted you to keep that connection with your son?
I love my son to death. I cared about my son, and I respected my son. And I wanted him to know that his dad, even though I am in prison, hey, your dad got you. Because my son visited me from the time he was a baby all the way up, and this is from 1986, all the way up to 2005.
So you had a strong bond with him. You knew your son.
Yes.
He'd come up here and visit, and you play with him, hug him, and talk to him and everything.
Yes, I did.
So did anybody come up, did any other stations come up to you and try to talk to you to get your side of the story, how you felt, what you were going through, you know?
No one, when that happened, no one came up here to try to talk to me, say anything to me about anything.
Why? I mean, so why is that? Why do you think that is?
Well, me personally, I believe that they don't believe I existed, because no one ever talked to me about my son.
How do you feel about that? How were you feeling about that when that was going on? And how do you feel about it now?
I feel very hurt. I felt very disrespected. Because if that was their kid, they would want to be talked to, or at least asked. How do you feel about what happened to your kid? At least find out how I'm feeling, what I'm going through. No one ever did that until right now. They made a movie.
Right.
I was never talked to about that. He called me after the movie was made.
Okay.
Because he said that's when he found out that my son, Dad, was in prison.
How does it feel to watch your son become a symbol after his death?
Me personally, I don't like it. I lay down and I wake up, cut on the news. I say, oh, whoa. Man, I can't even put my son to rest because when I seen the Trayvon Martin, it made me think about my son again. It reenacted that all over again. That whole play all the way over again.
It hasn't just been Trayvon Martin. There's been, and you know this.
It's been
several.
Several more. But in the process of all these murders,
mm-hmm.
they showed him,
mm-hmm.
and they showed my son again. So every time another kid get killed, it brings Oscar Grant up.
What does that bring up for you?
That brings up memories.
And you just want to...
That brings up pain.
So basically, he's murdered again and again and again.
Yes. Over and over and over. Anytime another little youngster get killed and they bring up my son...
That's Oscar Grant.
That's Oscar Grant. All over again.
How do you deal with all that, man? I mean, being locked up and first being away from your son, the decisions that you've made, and then watching that tragedy happen. How do you deal with that, man?
It was hard at first. It hurts, and I got a lot of people around me say, hey, man, we got you. If you want to vent, we got you. They knew my son. Because they used to be in the visitor room with their wife and their kids. Those guys used to talk to me, bro, we don't want you to go crazy, man. We don't lose control of us. Us, you got this.
So the community in prison basically...
The community in prison was just like the community on the streets.
Right.
We all came together and they all, you know, gave me a hug and talked to me.
Have you ever come to terms with any of this? How do you grieve? Have you grieved?
I haven't grieved yet. And I won't be able to grieve until I'm out of here and go sit at my son's burial.
What do you want to say to Oscar, your son?
I want to let my son know. Junior, no matter what, your dad will always be there. I love you, respect you, and care. I'm gonna always have you right in my heart, wherever I'm at, wherever I go. I love my son dearly.